Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Mark Chalfant. I'm the Artistic and Executive Director at Washington Improv Theater.
And we're talking because you guys have some cool events coming up that'll help sort of, you know, ease the transition here from COVID pandemic days to getting back out there to see live comedy shows. So, but hey, first of all, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
All right, cool. Before we get into the actual individual events you have coming up, I'm going to start with like an overview question. Like, give me the history of Washington Improv Theater. How long have you guys been around?
We've been around for about 23 years in DC, doing performances, classes, and corporate trainings.
Okay. And were you there at the very start? Like, what was the idea of forming it?
I was. So the group had sort of come and gone in the late 90s. And then I was part of a group of people that sort of rebirthed it. And it's just such a perfect fit in DC, because I think the dominant culture in DC is so work oriented and it's so serious and buttoned down that a lot of really creative people live here and they're desperate for a fun creative outlet and a more social kind of connection to one another. And that's, I think, what Washington Improv Theater can bring.
And remind us, maybe our listeners who haven't seen you for some reason, living under a comedy rock, where did you typically perform? You know, what venues before COVID?
Sure. So we're sort of headquartered at Source, which is at 14th and T Northwest, right in the U Street corridor. But we do perform all over the city. Down on H Street, over in Anacostia, like we're basically sort of itinerants, and we'll go wherever we can find an available stage.
Man, talk about things that you didn't realize you took for granted that you missed. The ability to just walk down that street and be like, oh, I'm going to pop into Source tonight and catch a show. Like, I miss that for sure, man. But yes. Tell me how COVID has... how did it affect you guys? I mean, I assume, did you shut down last March? Has it been all virtual shows since then? Or, you know, what's the deal with the pandemic stuff?
Yes. So COVID was brutal for any live theater and for any improv theater. It immediately shut down everything that we do, because all we do is convene people together in person. And the kind of communication that improv thrives on is just so much stronger in person, when you can read people's facial expressions and body language and you can read the distance between you. And so Zoom has been a paltry substitute, both in performances and in classes, and even in corporate trainings. You know, we've had some success with it, but God, we miss being in person.
Absolutely. Well, in the meantime, what do you got going on that we can watch? So let's pivot here and let's talk to the reason we are here, is some of the cool stuff you guys have going on. So
yeah, so May, before we realized that we might actually be opening up to in-person stuff in May, we thought it was a good time to start reconnecting with people. I think one of the things that COVID has done is not only has it scrambled all of our brains, but it's just made us so isolated from one another. And one of the great things that improv does is it creates connections. So we've been hosting a series of events, and we're going all month long in May, not only performances, but really workshops where people can come in and spend an hour or 90 minutes playing with strangers. Improv is a really great tool for just sort of unearthing your own creativity and remembering what it's like to collaborate with people that you don't already know.
Awesome. Let me tee up a couple of these one at a time. You can speak on each one and give me, you know, a nice juicy soundbite or two for each one. So tell me about the virtual game night. How does that work?
So the virtual game night, that was Puzzle Night. That actually happened this last Saturday. And we had about 25 people playing, including a couple who called in from, basically they were in labor in the hospital. And they called in because they had some time. So they wanted a distraction.
Nice. Well, how exactly does, you know, paint a visual picture for me for the radio of how it works. Like, if someone signs up, what is it like, you know, the old Zoom grid on the screen, or how does it actually play out?
Yeah, so I mean, a lot of our workshops are basically, yeah, you're going to see a Zoom grid. You might get bumped into some breakout rooms with two or three people to play, you know, a scenic game or to do like a storytelling exercise with one another, where you're really listening and collaborating with one another. There's no planned agenda for where your story or your scene might end up. So you're really responding in that moment and trying to build something creatively with strangers.
Cool, man. It sounds like a lot of fun. And when is that?
So those workshops are going all month long. We have some going on with partners like DC Public Libraries, All Souls Unitarian Church, DC Frey is a partner on May 25th. And then we also host these, we call them Improv for All workshops. We host them year round. So you can always find information on our website with dc.org.
Awesome. Tell me about the Global Improv Jam.
Yeah, so the one silver lining of COVID for the improv community has been that it has really erased geographical boundaries. So we have found people taking our classes online from as far away as India and Australia. And, you know, those are students that we never would have connected with previously with our live in-person classes. So to sort of honor that and celebrate that, we created this global jam, which is going to involve performers from all over the world. You know, the world of improvisers is a big spider web of connections. And so we'll have people playing in from Scotland, from Australia, from everywhere that we can, all playing together in small groups that are sort of mashed up on the spot to create new art together.
Yeah, that is one of the silver linings of this, is you're able to, you know, people from, you know, Europe wouldn't be able to come to the source. You know what I mean? Like, this is one silver lining is we've been able to like reach larger, wider, global audiences with the streaming stuff. So, hey, that's trying to find a positive spin.
yes, indeed.
All right, cool. Tell me about For Love or Funny, improv dating show.
Yeah, so this is a show that was created actually during the pandemic because, you know, not only were people isolated, people were downright lonely, and it was really hard to date or to meet any new, you know, potential love interests. So we created a game show around, you know, sort of using some of the DNA from shows like Next or The Dating Game from way back when. But we made it into a sort of community event where people who maybe are rejected in the first round get to help decide who should get matched up at the end of the show. And then it also keeps a spirit of levity because even if you don't meet somebody who, you know, tickles your romantic fancy, you've at least had some fun with some new strangers for an hour. And so the show sort of acknowledges that in and of itself is a great thing to walk away with.
Cool. All right. So we talked about the virtual game night. We did the Global Improv Jam. We did For Love or Funny, the dating show. Any other events?
Yeah, we're also doing some pro bono workshops through our Wit at Work program, which is usually focused on corporate trainings for organizations. And we found some partners like a college prep organization and the Armed Services Arts Partnership, communities that have also been really hard hit by COVID and who have people in those communities who are really hungry for a connection and some levity and fun. So we'll be partnering with them to provide some workshops and get them laughing with one another.
Awesome. And again, that is Wit at Work, WIT and the at sign and then work.
Exactly.
Yeah. Check it out. and of course the website is WITDC.org, WITDC.org, and at Wit Improv on Twitter if anyone's checking it out. All right, cool. Well, before we run, let's close this way. Why don't you tell me, for anyone that maybe is hesitant about doing improv, they think that'd be fun, but maybe they're just a little nervous standing on the sidelines. What do you tell them to sort of shove them out there and get them to actually give it a shot? And because they might unlock a funny side to themselves they don't even realize they have.
Absolutely. Yeah. So first of all, no shoving in improv. I think the majority of people who actually love improv and do it regularly started from a position where they had some concerns or fears about it. And I think the reason to try it is that you never know until you try something, right? Like if you go through life always saying no and never taking the risk, then all you have at the end is regrets. Whereas if you try this, you never know who you might meet. You never know what it might unlock in you in terms of your ability to create. I think people have one misperception about improv is that they think you need to be the funny one. You need to have jokes. And actually what you need to do in improv more than anything is listen, because your main job is to take whatever idea your partner has and build on that and treat that idea as if it's genius, right? So you don't have to be the genius. You just assume that your partner is and honor their ideas. And that's sort of, I think, what makes the collaboration and improvisation so beautiful, because it's calling all of us to lean into cooperation and supporting one another, as opposed to sort of competing or trying to edge one out to be the funny one. And it's just good for people to reconnect to that kind of energy.
Such great advice. Yeah, just exist in the moment. Listen, act like you're just in a room with strangers or your friends. And if someone says something, maybe then you just play off of that. It takes the pressure off. You don't have to come in with a bunch of zingers. You basically just inhabit that moment. And, if you say something funny in reaction to something, great, but just be there, be present, right?
That's all it is. Yes.
All right, man. Cool. Well, we can't wait to have our listeners check it out. Again, it's the Washington Improv Theater. It's WITDC.org. Hey, thanks so much for doing this, Mark. I really appreciate it. And hopefully people check you guys out throughout May. And then real quick before we go, what's the plan for getting back in person? I know DC, Bowser announced that by June 11th, I think everything can have no capacity. But what's your guys' plan?
Yes. Well, she just announced it yesterday. So we are working on that plan. We don't quite have our dates yet, but we're hoping this summer for sure.
All right, cool. Well, sort of a last month or so here of checking out the virtual stuff. And then hopefully by sometime this summer, back seeing you guys in person.
Definitely.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much. I appreciate all you do. And thanks for keeping it going during a crazy time. Not letting it, just fold, finding events for us to do, because I'm sure a lot of people out there really appreciate it. So thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you.